The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Boomers Rock Radio, featuring host Tom Matt. The show features a variety of topics, but most importantly, our show is about quality of life. From finances to health and wellness to personal improvement. If you have the questions, we've got the answers. Now, the host of Boomers Rock Radio, Tom Matt.
Thank you for joining us, everybody, today for the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Tom Matt. This is your quality of life radio talk show. That's what we do here. Walking through the front door of the retirement zone is a lot of fun. You know, it takes imagination, it takes goals, it takes moving forward in life. And it's one of those things where it's always, always changing. Today's show is no different for that. And I thank you for joining us. Focus on women entrepreneurship. Special show for us today, everybody. Angela Taylor will be with us here shortly. And Angela is a entrepreneur who's been through the ups and downs of growing a business in Grand Haven. The focus is on Grand Haven all day today. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to welcome into the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show my newest friend from Grand Haven, Angela Taylor. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Now, you know, we're going to move forward with this show here, and it's a different kind of spin. Typically in this, the first half an hour of the radio program, we do a national guest, but you know what? You're on the level of a national guest. And I think that your accomplishments are just unbelievably cool. I'd like to just start off by you sharing a little thumbnail of yourself. Talk about Angela Taylor a little bit, and then we'll move forward with your business.
Okay. I'm Angela Taylor. I live in Grand Haven. And I've started a business in Grand Haven, Culver's Restaurant. I have a family of 5 children, and they are all grown. There are 4 grandchildren. And my husband and I have been here living in Grand Haven, the city of Grand Haven, for over 20 years.
What do you think about Grand Haven? What's your feel? Because I'm new to Grand Haven, as you know. You and I have become friends over the last few months. Well, Grand Haven to me is a special place. It's really become something for Sandy, my wife, and I to come over here and get to know you is really it's a great thing. And so, but tell us a little bit about Grand Haven. What makes it so special to you?
Well, for me, I think it's a great place to raise a family. And it is a small bedroom community that is stuck on a beach that is absolutely gorgeous. And to have the opportunity to be in a tourist area and have the diversity of all the different people that are coming in all the time just makes this place exciting. And there's so much to do, and I enjoy being a part of that and being a part of having a million people come in during the summertime and talking to different people from different areas, whether it's from a different state or a different country. We have that situation where I don't see that happening in other hidden communities. I mean, we have a lot of exposure here.
You guys are very welcoming. The one thing that I've noticed is everybody's very, very kind and nice and just open to visitors coming in. I've lived all over the country, and I'll tell you, I lived in Southern California for a long time, and people there, of course, they love the tourism dollar. They want that. But then it's like, okay, thank you, goodbye, go home kind of thing. Grand Haven's not like that.
No, I don't believe so. I think that we embrace our tourism. We embrace the people that come in, and we're willing to help. And my staff and I, we're always looking to help somebody that's come into the community, whether it is that they're traveling through or they're moving into the community. We want to be there to help them out.
All right, let's talk about you as the focus on women entrepreneurship, because what I do with the Boomers Rock Radio Show, Angela, as we've talked about, as boomers, I like to say we're going to live to be 100 with quality of life. Okay. That's the thing. But the thing is, and it's like we'll have Larry in here in a little while here. We'll talk about his quality of life, but having that quality of life is the key. And so being a woman entrepreneur, maybe having that transitional career, doing these other things, because we get on that merry-go-round and we move forward for like 30, 40 years a lot of times.
Yes.
I mean, I've come up with this new term I got to ask you about. It's called middle living. What do you think about 45 to 75 years old? So if you're in that range, because baby boomers are 50 and older, mm-hmm. and I know you're not quite there, so I'm including everybody in that middle living area. What do you think about the term middle living?
I think it's an excellent term. As we grow up and we go through the life events that we have, hopefully we're able to take away some knowledge and wisdom and be able to provide wisdom to those that are a little bit younger. And, you know, I always hope that I can provide a little bit of knowledge to my children so they don't make the same mistakes that I've made along the way. And it's always the hope to be able to have an impact on one person. If it's just one person that you can have a positive impact on, I think you've done very well.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that as in the entrepreneurial role, when you have an impact on a person. Now you have, I mean, you didn't just go for the small business. You've got a large business, Culver's. You own a franchise of Culver's. Let's talk about that. How did that come to be? All of the business side of that, because I find it very interesting, and I'd love to hear the story. Can you share that, please?
I can, and it's a long story, so I'll try and shorten it up.
No, you don't have to shorten it. We have plenty of time. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Culver's was not something that I was thinking about right away, and I'm going to tell this story. My husband's probably going to shoot me, but my husband loves hamburgers. He could eat hamburgers every day.
What's your husband's name?
His name is Greg.
Greg.
And he had an office in Holland, or still does, and he would go out to eat. And he went to this new place called Culver's for their hamburgers, and he was going there for lunch every day. And he ended up meeting the owner. And at that point in time, we had been looking for an opportunity, a business opportunity here in Grand Haven. And we thought that if the land became available on the corner of US 31 and Jackson Street, that we would want to try and do something there.
Okay, hold it right there. Now, for the people that are going to be listening to this on the internet and they're not familiar with Grand Haven, kind of give a description of that corner, because I know it, I've seen it, I've been there, but it kind of describe how that works, because it's like right there.
Right. US 31 runs north and south, so it goes from, I don't know how far down you want me to go, but Chicago all the way up to Traverse City. And it goes right along the lake shore. So it's a main thoroughfare for people to be traveling north and south. And then we're on the corner of Jackson Street, which is the road to and from the beach. So if you turn at that corner in the summertime, that's how you get to the beach. And that's how you get out.
So we're talking about like the main thoroughfare on the west coast of Michigan in Grand Haven proper, taking you to the beautiful beach at Grand Haven.
Correct.
Gotcha. Nice spot.
It is a nice spot.
Okay, continue. I'm sorry. I had to just kind of make that reference for people.
Not a problem.
So go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, the land had been owned by the city for a long time, and a development group came in, and they approached, we were approached by Culver's, one of the owners in Holland, said, would you be interested? And we said, oh, okay, if we can buy the land. And the development group was not real keen on that. But we said, if we wanted to get into this franchise, that we would have to buy the land. And so they worked out a deal with us. And here we are.
Cool. So, okay, so now you've bought the land, you've got started, you build a building, it's a nice piece of land. Now what?
Well, I'll back up a little bit, because once you get into the franchise, you are responsible for all the building. So you get your contractors, you build the building, you put it together, You hire all the people, you do all the training, and you open up your restaurant.
So you're an entrepreneur, and now you're a general contractor because you're learning how to build a big, this is probably multi-million dollar or $1 million yes. facility, because I understand how much franchises cost, and that's a big, that's a pretty good sized building.
It's a big responsibility. It's a big responsibility, and it's a big financial commitment.
Sure, sure. So how was that? How was the feeling of that? As an entrepreneur, now you're getting into this. You always wanted to have a business opportunity. Now it's happening. How'd you feel about that? That had to be a little
I was scared to death.
So when other people are out there thinking about this, you were scared to death as a future entrepreneur. You're building this thing out. Mm-hmm. How did you overcome that fear?
Well, Culver's franchise has a very good support system, and they require all of the franchisees to go through their training program, which is 12 weeks. And that is hands-on training in one of their family stores. So you're actually working side by side with the team members. And then there was also training through the office.
Where is this located? This training
facility. It's in Sauk City, Wisconsin.
Okay, it's in Wisconsin. So yeah. It's a Midwest company.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, they started in Sauk City in 1984. It was an old A&W.
Oh, okay.
And hence the circle.
Interesting.
They didn't have enough money to get a new sign, okay. So they changed the
So there logo. You go again with this entrepreneurial stuff. See how this is the American way. Capitalism at its finest, right?
Yes.
I mean, you just, yes. you start growing and you start, how much work was involved for you?
There was a lot of work involved. I went through the 12-week training program. I opened up two restaurants, one in Nebraska and then one in Tennessee.
Was that part of the program?
That was part of the program.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So we would have to go out and open a restaurant, be there for 2 weeks, and be part of the training team. And then come back before we could open our store and go through all of the hiring.
So I'm assuming that the store is being built.
Yes.
The building is being built and all of this. Because you had just, we're talking a piece of land.
Yes.
On a very prime corner in Michigan, in Grand Haven. Mm-hmm. And so you're going through training.
And they're building the building. Yes.
So how much anxiety was there for that as you future entrepreneur?
Well.
She's laughing.
It was pretty
I'm bringing
tough.
Back some good memories, aren't I?
Yes. Some things I forget. When we first started, it was in the middle of winter.
Oh,
so
gosh.
When they poured the foundation, they had to put up a big tent. And what they did is they put a big dome in over the foundation to pour the cement. And they had to blow it up with heaters. And every few days, a hole would punch into this dome and it would collapse. And so they'd have to come back in and resurface. And I thought the building was never going to get built. But
what year was that? I don't think I asked you that.
That was in 2007.
2007. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're moving forward. Now, for everybody that's, again, not from Grand Haven. Grand Haven, Michigan is right on the Lake Michigan shoreline. So in southwest, would you say southwestern Michigan? That's probably a good indicator, you know?
Yeah.
If you know geography a little bit, if you look at the mitten of the hand, it's not all the way up by Lake Traverse City. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is there's some weather, typically in the wintertime, weather tends to blow in here. And so that had to add a lot of anxiety to building this business that you're getting going here. So now you're done with your training and you've got a store and you've got to get things going. Mm-hmm. What happens now?
We have to hire around 120 people.
Ooh. Had you ever hired anyone before?
Not that many.
Okay.
Not that many. No.
Well, how does that work? I mean, I'm thinking entrepreneur, you're like one person starting a business where you're building, like making necklaces or you're doing embroidery or something. You don't just start making one necklace. You go out and you buy a $1 million franchise, you build a building, you buy the land, you have to hire 120 people. I'm trying to wrap my head around. I swear to you, you must have been, that takes a lot of, inner fortitude to do something like that. Wow. It
takes a lot of work. Yes. A lot of time. The commitment of time is overwhelming. You can't go through enough training, and there can't be enough support there for you to realize an opening of a restaurant, mm-hmm. of a restaurant this size. All the training in the world didn't prepare me for opening my own restaurant.
Probably helped.
Yeah, it helped a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, it helped, but it's like, yeah, of course, until you get into the battleground.
Right.
Until you're out there doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, how do you get this experience? There's just no way.
Right. You just go through it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Angela Taylor is our guest today, everybody. Focus on women entrepreneurship. And Angela is the owner of the Culvers in Grand Haven, Michigan. And so we're talking about from the very get-go of buying land to building a building to training and hiring 120 people. Very interesting story that we have here. Talk a little bit about Greg and how much time you two spent together working on all this.
Well, I was in Wisconsin for the 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I was able to come home twice. So the sacrifice that the family had to endure.
So out of 3 months, you came home twice.
Two or three times.
Yeah. Two or three times. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's
tough.
And
that was only for a weekend.
Wow.
So it was difficult on the family.
Sure. Sure. And you got five children.
It was a big sacrifice for them. And Greg was here and he was handling the general contracting, mm-hmm. Dealing with all of the contractors, which was great. Mm-hmm. Then I didn't have to. He would come over a couple times because we had to pick out all of the furnishings and we had to pick up all the equipment and figure out where we wanted everything to be placed. Mm-hmm. So it was very time consuming.
So the point I'm trying to bring up here is the partnership that you have as far as supporting each other. It's very important to have this if you can pull this off as an entrepreneur. This is a huge project, and I'm really happy that we had this opportunity to have this interview, because to help people out there move forward and think about entrepreneurship. And we got about a minute and a half before we go to break, Angela. So I'd like to set up the next segment, talk about, you know, we've talked about the business itself, but when we come back from break here in a minute, I'd like to talk about how your business has affected your employees, because we're going to go down that road in our final couple of segments with one of your employees. It's really an important story, really cool thing that you've done. We'll talk a little bit more about your friends and acquaintances and how they perhaps have asked you how this has changed your life, your family, and all of that. And I also definitely want to get to how you get your rest and exercise in, how you maintain your sense of self, because that's another important component to being an entrepreneur and moving forward as a baby boomer, middle living adult, how we move forward, taking care of ourselves, because it's like caregiving. You're basically caregiving for 120 plus people, plus your family, plus your husband, plus all this. So you're caregiving, you're giving all the time. And so how do you give to yourself so that you can stay as healthy and vibrant and, you know, on top of your game as you do, getting your rest, getting your exercise, getting your downtime, that's important. We'll talk about all of those things. Angela Taylor is our guest. Focus on women entrepreneurship. We're doing a special show in Grand Haven today, and the whole show is going to revolve around this great city of Grand Haven. You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, and we'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. Boomersrock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
Families today face unique challenges. Marriage, parenting, and family forms have changed a lot in the last century. Family Matters with Dr. Virginia Collin will focus on building and maintaining healthy family relationships. We will discuss marriage, divorce, family mediation, parenting, lifestyles, and mental health, all kinds of family matters. Our show will feature guest experts and your participation, too. You can listen to Family Matters live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Women can live their lives to the fullest and realize their dreams for growth and greatness. Georgine Summers knows. As host of On the Edge, Georgine will give you powerful tools and rules to help you change direction in your life and get rid of the fears that stop you from living your dreams. Stretch your boundaries and become the amazing person you've always wanted to be. On the Edge with Georgine Summers airs live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, everybody. Remember, if you're ready to improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us. Please, we're trying to build up on that email list to get everybody to be receptive to our messages. You'll find the podcast. There's a ton of free information there. We just want to get everybody in what we call our collective family. Angela Taylor is my guest today. Focus on women entrepreneurship. And we had a great intro segment with Angela talking about this and how to encourage and inspire women to get out there and become entrepreneurs, not be afraid, because when you're in your transitional life, your second, third career, living to 100, you're going to have 3 or 4, 5, 6 jobs. Who knows? I mean, you just never know. So you want to keep your skill set up. Angela, you said, interesting, when we, in the first segment, we were talking about you hired about 120 employees. And this segment, we're going to talk a lot about the effect on your employees, but you scaled it down. Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
Yes. We're encouraged to overhire, because when you first open up your restaurant, you'll find that 10% of the people that you hire won't even show up for the first day. And as the days wear on and we do the training and we do group training, people, maybe this just isn't the right fit for them. And that's good when they can figure that out early on and go on to something that they'll enjoy better. We're happy about that. And there are others that it's just not the right fit for us. Mm-hmm. And that gives us the opportunity to hire the best possible candidates to move forward with.
Okay, so where are you at now?
We have approximately 46.
But that's employees. still a big number.
It is. And we scale up and we scale down depending on the season. Because we are a tourist town, mm-hmm. we do ride that roller coaster. So during the fall, our sales, obviously, will go down, and we will have our core people that stay with us all year round, and then in the summertime, we hire in our seasonal workers.
Okay, so let's talk about how your business, now you're kind of like this, I'm getting the feeling you're like a den mother. I mean, you're like a Cub Scout mom who's got, you know, 50 people that are out there, and you're helping all these people grow and mature, and you got to work within all their lives. And how does your life as a business owner, an entrepreneur, affect your employees, and how can you help them? Can you talk about that some, please?
Well, I think I have a very good crew, and I don't know if I would be called a den mother or a mom type person, but I do enjoy being able to give people the opportunity to use to use our restaurant as a stepping stone.
I love it.
To teach them responsibility, to teach them some tools that they can take and they can move forward onto their next job, or they can move forward into the career that they want to get into. We hire a lot of young people. We hire college students, and it's a win-win situation for us.
What is the oldest employee that you have?
The oldest employee that we have had was 85. And her name was Pat, and she was one of our dining room attendants. And she retired from us, but we had a great time with
her. How fabulous is that? Now, Culver's they have kind of a culture like that, don't they?
Yes.
They have gone down this road. Let's talk about that a little bit.
The culture of?
The culture of hiring older adults.
Oh, of hiring older adults, yeah. I think that Culver's system-wide embraces the older generation, if you want to say it that way, because they bring a lot of commitment, loyalty, and dedication. And I constantly am learning something new from somebody like Larry here, because he has a lot more life experience than I do. And it also helps with the younger generation that's working there. They just embrace him. Larry is like a grandfather. He is part of our Culver family. And we have a diversity of ages. We have high school students all the way up to retired individuals. And I think it's a nice blend because everyone learns something from everyone else.
So you have your middle living people, the 45 to 75, and I like to say the super seniors. And I want to get to be a super senior because it's like a senior in college or a senior in high school where you're held in that. And I really do, Larry, I really hold you in that esteem. And we'll be talking to Larry very soon here after this segment. But I like what you're talking about, the mentorship that your older adults and the whole culture of the family that you're expressing with Culver's is really cool. Is that a reason why you bought into the franchise? Did you know about that when you bought into the franchise, or was that something that just came upon?
Yes.
You do
yes.
that?
Yes. One of the reasons that we got into Culver's is because of their values and their core beliefs. And believing in family comes first.
Family does come first.
And being involved in the community and giving back to the community that you're a part of.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I collaboration and community go hand in hand. I like to have these words that have the same letter at the beginning, communication and collaboration and community. Talk about your relationship with the community at large here in Grand Haven, what you have done. I know you do a lot of work with WGHN, but as a community itself, talk about that, please.
Well, first of all, I want to thank WGHN because they have been fantastic partners. We've done a lot of things together, and they continue to reach out to me to be involved with different things that are going on in the community. But we do also reach out to the community in many, many different ways. We have share nights, which we'll have different organizations that will contact us, and we'll throw a night of fundraising for them. It's usually from 5 to 8, and we give them 10% of total sales.
And that could be a lot of money.
It can be. Yes, and we've done it for several different organizations. We have done it for the Special Olympics. We've done it for the YMCA. We just did it for one of the local churches here. And it's just our way of saying thank you for supporting us, and this is what we can do for you.
How important is that, the entrepreneurship and that mindset to being successful? Is being engaged with your community? In your opinion, as a professional,
I don't think that you can put any kind of value on being involved in the community. I mean, it's so rewarding. It gives back. You get back so much more than if you did nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. So it really attributed to your success.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've become more and more involved throughout the years.
You start to get a little passionate here.
Oh, I am.
I can see you get a little goosebumpy there. That's cool.
I do. I'm very, very passionate about community involvement. I'm very passionate about the organizations that we get involved with. And I pick and choose every year different organizations that I want to personally get involved with.
That's got to be hard.
It is hard. It is hard because we get donation requests.
Sure.
Every day of every week. And I can't, obviously can't do all of them. So we pick and choose what we've done before, what has worked, what hasn't worked, and then looking at different new opportunities.
Talk about your friends and your acquaintances in your life. I mean, what have they said to you as this, you know, you've got this 7 years now that you've been doing this business. What do your friends think about all this? Do they even see you?
No.
It's like, Angela who?
I always tell people my lifestyle completely changed when I went into this business.
How good for you personally though?
This has been a wonderful ride. It's been challenging, and it has had its moments where, do I really want to keep doing this? But I love what I do.
How do you keep yourself so fresh? And we want to talk about that. We've got a couple of minutes before we go to break here. Talk about that yourself, giving to yourself.
Well, that's...
That's got to be a struggle.
It is a struggle. It's
because you seem like that's why I refer to you as like the den mother, and that wasn't derogatory at all. I mean, I'm trying to say that's I hold you in high esteem, but you got to give to yourself there, Mom.
Yes. Trying to find the balance between your personal life and your professional life, mm-hmm. especially in this business, which is so demanding, is very difficult to do. And I did go through a time where my family was not very happy with me. Because I wasn't spending the time that I needed to with them because I was so focused on getting this business up and running. And I think that they felt that they were being neglected. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that. And as the years have gone by and we're in our eighth year, I'm starting to find that balance and putting my family first and enjoying the moments that I can have with them. But also, I'm so passionate about what I do. I love the people that I work with. Mm-hmm. And it's not a job to me.
How would you, in 30 seconds, be able to share with a listener getting that balance in their life as an entrepreneur?
I think that you need to look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And reevaluate yourself, your life path, where you're going, where you want to be, and make the changes that you need to make and be very honest with yourself. And sometimes that's hard to do.
You know, that's the thing with, I really get the passion in your voice and the passion in just seeing you. And I admire that so much. And I hope that the listeners derive a lot of pleasure out of this. We're going to take a break here in just a second. Angela Taylor is our guest. We're going to come back. Larry Cooper will be with us. And Larry's got an interesting story. Angela will still be with us as well. We'll talk to Larry. He's got a great story. He works at Culver's. You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show, and we will be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. BoomersRock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us.
What if there was a radio show that could demonstrate how we can cut your taxes in half without diminishing needed government services? One that could explain how to create tens of millions of jobs at no cost to taxpayers, as well as fantastic yet easily affordable health care. Side effects include cutting crime rates nationwide, providing better education for our children, international peace and harmony, and protecting your private, personal data from government intrusion. Tune in to Libertarians Working for You with Arvind Vora, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio. Connect with our show this week. Want to send Tom an email? Send it to tom@boomersrock.us. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. Thank you so much for joining us and inviting us into your life, everybody. Appreciate it very, very much. Angela Taylor has been my guest today. Focus on women entrepreneurship. If you're ready to improve your life, please visit boomersrock.us. Go there. And we'd like to get your email because we're trying to build this list up and we're trying to get people to have all of the information. I'm like the conduit of information out there. When I'm on Twitter, boomers_rock, and I put up links to articles, it's because I've read those articles and I think they're worthwhile. The internet is so full of information that it's almost like this waterfall, this overwhelming amount of information. It just gets to be a little bit much. So anyways, we're moving forward here. We're talking about women, focus on women entrepreneurship, but we're going to shift gears here a little bit, and we're bringing in Larry Cooper, who is 76 years old. Larry's got a very interesting story. He works for Angela, and Angela's going to have some points she wants to share as well, because Culver's has a culture of reaching out in the community, not only helping the community in all of the fundraising, but they also help the community in that they encourage super seniors, older adults, middle living people to come in, not just the high schoolers, not just the college students, but everybody's welcome at Culver's. And that's really cool. Larry Cooper is a Spring Lake resident. He has been in, I'm not even going to count all of these different careers that he's had. He's been in the Navy. He was a private investigator. He was a photographer. He was a barber. He was a maintenance man. He worked in a library. And he said something to me in our little pre-production meeting about before he went to work for Culver's and Angela Taylor's store, he was waiting for the end. And to me, that almost chokes me up, because that's the whole point. That's why we talk about these things, because you can't wait for the end. If you sit on the couch, you are going to end. What you got to do is you got to get busy. Let's talk about this. Welcome to the show, Larry Cooper. Larry, welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, let's talk about your experience at Culver's. Now, you told me that since you've worked at Culver's, you've lost 28 pounds and 2 inches off your waist. Why is that?
I'm active, and I have a sense of being who I am. They develop friendships by working there. I've met so many wonderful people in the community, and I've also met people that lived in areas where I'd lived in California, Wilmette, Illinois, and it's like having a big family.
So let me tell you, Larry, you know, because I've had conversations with super seniors and older adults, and they say, well, at 62, I'm going to go sit in my chair and I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch television. Why is that a bad idea?
That's your worst enemy, giving up. When I used to eat at Culver's in Grand Haven, I would talk to Angela off and on. And the day that she came over and sat down and asked me what I was doing now, and because I ate there all the time, And I just told her that I had retired, and I didn't know what I was going to be doing now. And she said, "Well, if you want some excitement in your life," she said, "I need somebody like you in the dining room."
She saw the excitement in you. Talk about that, Angela.
Well, Larry was a very loyal guest, and we were always joking back and forth, and then he wasn't coming, and I didn't see him for a while. And then he came into the restaurant, and I asked him, I said, "Larry, how you doing?" And he's like, "Not so good." I said, "Well, what's going on?" And then we got to talking, and I said, "Well, you know, if you're up to it, we'd love to have you here. And we'd work with you, and we will work around your schedule." And that was, and I said, "So here's the offer. You come work for me, and we will keep you going. we'll keep you happy."
How'd you feel about there, partner?
I was game. And I started on the 1st of July. And on the 4th of July, I was on my way home, and I hit a car that was parked along the road in the right lane, and doing 70 miles an hour, I hit that car, and then I went down in a ditch. But I was back at work the next day.
Wow.
And I didn't realize that. Matter of fact, I was talking to Angela, and her mother and father had just come in from Florida, and she wanted me to meet them. And I went to shake her father's hand. Angela was sitting down and saw this big bruise on my arm that had developed in that time. And she asked me what it was, what happened, and I told her. But I was able to go back to work, and I overcame that. But nothing stops me from coming into Culver's to work.
You look healthy and you look vibrant, and you are 76 years old, correct?
Yes.
How important has that been, being engaged with Culver's and Angela? And how important has that been in your life?
That's my second family. Honestly, it's been, I look forward to going to work.
Angela, how do you feel when you hear something like that?
It gives me goosebumps.
It's got to.
And we consider Larry part of our Culver family too. And he's such a great guy, and he's so affectionate and caring and giving. Everybody loves him. He is our hospitality ambassador, and the community embraces him. When he's not there, I have guests that come up to me all the time. "Where's Larry? Is Larry okay? Is Larry coming back to work?" And it's always, "Yes, Larry just had a day off.
Do you think
he'll be back tomorrow?"
Let me ask you a question, Larry. Do you think now, would you still be alive if you weren't working at Culver's? Do you think? Just guessing. I mean, I don't mean to throw any darkness on this, but I'm just saying, you got to be honest.
I don't know.
Would your quality of life be where it is now?
Well, I had cancer 14 years ago, and I overcame that.
So you're a cancer survivor. You're working at Culver's. You're moving forward with your life. You look really healthy. You've lost 28 pounds and 2 inches off your waist, and you work at Culver's. You're now the ambassador, the hospitality ambassador. How does that make you feel, man?
Well, I feel good because I look forward to seeing the guests come in.
That's the thing, man. It's looking forward to life, isn't it?
And I get to work with younger people. And one good thing that happened is that Angela hired a gentleman down in Holland, and he is a general manager, Robert. When he came in, I had somebody more my age than the young people that come in there, and he's a wonderful organizer. And but Angela, she knows how the business works.
Well, she knows how to pick talent.
She does.
She chose a talent. She found, you didn't come into her store for a while, and she's like looking for you, wondering what's going on. Angela, we got about a minute and a half before we go to break here. Talk about the retired people that have that you've had at Culver's. You said you had six retired.
Yeah, we've had six retired people that have worked for us over the past 8 years, and it's just been a blessing to me and to my family and to my crew. And we had a gentleman that was with us. He was one of our prep people. His name was Bill, and he came from Las Vegas. Well, he came and he worked for us for a while. He was awesome. But he ended up going back to Las Vegas because of health issues. He didn't like the snow. But he was great. Jeannie was another gal that worked for us, and she came in every day. She was in her 70s. She came in every day and worked a split shift. And unfortunately, she passed away, and she is dearly missed to this day. She became part of our family. We were her family, and she was our family, and we miss her. Pat's another one that 85 years old, awesome lady, had energy of a 25-year-old. And another person that just went out and talked to everybody.
Okay, hold that thought, because we got to go to break here. We're visiting with Angela Taylor and Larry Cooper here, and I want to hear the rest of these stories here, but we've got to go to a quick break here. You're listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. It's Focus on Women Entrepreneurship. The focus is on Grand Haven and the greatness that is Grand Haven. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Finding happiness and meaning in life starts with you and listening to your own dreams. If you want to care for someone, you must take care of yourself. If you want to love someone, you must first love yourself. Boomers Rock has built a website, boomersrock.us, that is dedicated to helping everyone improve and find happiness in their lives. Boomers Rock works with experts from all across the country to share the knowledge you need to improve the quality of your life. Boomersrock.us brings you everything you need to improve your life. You will find articles about fitness, finances, and family fun, the foundation for improving your life. Boomers Rock also offers audio and video on all of those topics, including the complete 6-part seminar Tom Matt hosted on how to maximize the quality of your life. Boomers Rock also has a growing library of books explaining the knowledge shared on our show, available as trade paperbacks or ebooks by joining boomersrock.us. You can also buy the Boomers Rock books at major retailers such as Amazon. To improve your life today, visit boomersrock.us. Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things, and together you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite, live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Tired of lackluster results with your marketing? Craving more leads in your business? Tune in to the Mojo Marketing Edge with the team behind Mojo Global Marketing, Ira Rosen and Corey Michael Sanchez. Winners of the Marketer of the Year, they will show you how to generate daily leads, build databases of raving fans, and close deals faster than ever before. See what's hot right now and how you can tap into it to generate an endless supply of customers and clients. The Mojo Marketing Edge can be heard every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Welcome back to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. Remember, if you're ready to improve your life, you know the website,
boomersrock.us. Hit it up. We're there. I'm on Facebook, Boomers Rock. Boomers have taken over Facebook. And the next thing, I'm going to write an article about how boomers are going to take over Twitter as well. Middle living people. I know it drives the young people crazy, but sorry about that. We're just going to have to do it. Angela Taylor is my guest today. And Larry Cooper is one of her employees, 76 years old. We're talking about inspirement. Here's the thing I want to share with you really quick on this last segment. I looked for a long time to how to motivate people as a personal trainer, as a coach, and I met a woman who corrected me, taught me, I continue to learn all the time, that I don't motivate, what I do is inspire. Motivation is intrinsic. Motivation comes from your heart, and what we got to try to do is find people that can inspire us. And my guests today, they both inspire me. Angela Taylor, she inspires me with her work ethic and all the things that she's done with her family and her career and her business. And Larry, you inspire me as well. So thank you so much for being part of the show. I appreciate it very much. It's a good deal. So Angela, let's finish the thread of the people that you wanted to mention who were the six retired. You almost finished that and we had to go to break. So could you want to finish that up?
Yes, I do. I want to reach out to Kay, who still works for us, and say thank you for everything that she does.
Thank you, Kay.
And then Jim worked for us during the summer, and I want to thank Jim for taking me on that roller coaster this summer with Larry. And
what does that mean?
You almost giving me a heart attack.
You can't go there without explaining what just happened, because I missed something here.
We had a team appreciation day for our team, and we took the team to Michigan Adventure.
Oh, man.
And so I'm walking around with
he's smiling.
Larry and Jim and Robert and a couple other people. And Larry's like, what roller coaster are we going to go on next? And I said, are you serious? You want me to go on a roller coaster? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm on the roller coaster with Larry's in front of me. Jim's right next to me. And they're screaming with their hands up in the air. And I'm screaming, holding on for dear life. And
they had no fear.
They had no fear.
You should see his smile. You know, he's got the smile for radio right now. The guy's grinning. He's like thinking about this thing. Tell us about this story there, partner.
Well, I tell you, when we went on Shiver Me Timbers,
I'm dying.
I was just thinking that if Greg ever got yelled at the way she was yelled at that roller coaster, I'm going to help him.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
We had just a wonderful time. I'll tell you what they did to bring all the families together and to enjoy that whole day. It was just wonderful. I just can't say enough about Angela and Greg. They're very, very thoughtful people.
What would you like to say to him?
I want to say thank you, Larry, for everything that you do. You keep my world together out there, and that's important to me.
Well, I love what I do, and I like to see the older people come in, like the teachers we have every Friday, and it's just wonderful to see all these older people. They come in every Friday, and they just make it a culver day.
Wow. So I'm getting teared up here. I swear I'm an emotional basket case a lot of times. That's why I love doing this radio show so much. And, you know, seeing you two together and the emotion that goes back and forth, it's really cool. And I have to say that this Culver's culture that I'm immersed in now is really sweet. I got to ask you about it. We're going to be running up against the clock here. Minute or so, but does Culver's give you that sense of purpose to get up every day?
It sure does. I've been eating at Culver's since 2002 over in Wisconsin. My uncle and I used to go to our my grandmother's cemetery, which is in a little town called Mazamani, right outside of Madison. And Culver's is Sauk City is right next to Mazamani. And my uncle and I used to stop there at the Blue Spoon, which is owned, and I didn't know it at the time, is owned by Culver's. And but that's where their headquarters is. And little did I ever know that I would be working at one of their restaurants in Grand Haven.
Angela, we got about a minute before we go. You want to wrap this thing up, and then I'll close her down?
I'd just like to say that Be passionate about what you do. If you're not passionate and you don't love what you do, don't do it.
Larry, got anything you want to close with?
Take the best of everything in your life and make it worthwhile.
You got to find mentors. When you're looking at mentors, you got to find people like Larry and Angela. You got to find the mentors that are out there that can help you move forward. And if you think your time has come and you're going to go sit on the couch, well, that's up to you. But I tell you what, it's all about self-accountability and it's all about wanting to get up. Always remember, before you can share love with others, you must love yourself first. Thanks, Angela Taylor. Thank you, Larry Cooper. Ezra Baker's my producer. All the people at WGHN. My wife, Sandy, does all our pre-production work. Thank you for listening to the Boomers Rock Radio Talk Show. We'll talk to you next time. Now, go out and ignite your life. Good night now.
That's our show for this week. Listen for Tom Matt's Boomers Rock Radio every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.